Morning, I've seen it in an EKG on Robert Bowen on 8/29/23. Mr. Bowen performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a sinus tachycardia. Otherwise, this is normal EKG. Next, EKG on Cath E. Cook on 8/29/23. Mrs. Cook performed a 12-lead EKG period. It appears to be an atrial fibrillation. Otherwise, normal EKG period. Next, 6-mile walk test on patient Katie Cook. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook on 8/29/23. Mrs. Cook performed a 6-minute walk period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 99%. Period after walking 385 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%. Period. The paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Zastro. On 8/29/23, Mrs. Lake performed the pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/9/23, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 8/29/23, Mrs. Holmes performed a 6-minute walk test. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%. Period after walking 316 meters. In 6 minutes, saturation was 96%. Period of paragraph compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Susan Ahern. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 8/29/23, Mrs. Ahern performed a 6-minute walk test. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%. Period after walking 284 meters. In 6 minutes, the saturation remained 96%. Compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on J. Cross. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma FNP. On 8/29/23, Mr. performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Dilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired. Without there was obstruction or bronchial activity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/31/21, there's been no significant change period in paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Kane. And this goes to Dr. Pieper on 8/29/23. Mr. Kane performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired without significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25 over FEC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/23/22, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression, severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchial activity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilators for Thompson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 8/29/23, Mrs. Thompson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/21/23, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jacobs. This goes to Laura Baxley, comma FNP. On 8/29/23, Mrs. Jacobs performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. It was poor effort with a very low peak flow rate period. Patient demonstrated moderate to severe airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study data 3123, there's been significant deterioration or poor effort period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Veronica Buck. This goes to Dr. Bokuk on 8/29/23. Mrs. Buck performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. With minimal airways obstruction period, there was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 45 to 75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lydia Clanton. This goes to the VA on 8/29/23. Mrs. Clanton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired without significant airways obstruction period. It was improved effort or a response to bronchodilators after albuterol, leaving the patient still with a severe degree of restriction period. A paragraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease with a reversible bronchospastic component period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/3/23, there's been no significant change. Thank you. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Lydia Clanton. This goes to the VA on 8/29/23. Mrs. Clanton performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 100% period. Patient did achieve 249 meters period. She did pause at 1 minute and 14 seconds when she desaturated to 84% period. She resumed the test, however, felt lightheaded and had chest pressure, and she stopped the test at 5 minutes and 40 seconds with a saturation of 99% period. The paragraph impressions to exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.